It's amazing, you know, what I can see from my window, from our studio window. I'd feel rather like Bartleby in Herman Melville's short story. You remember him staring out at a blank wall? Well, I'd feel rather like Bartleby if it wasn't for the fact that the wall on the opposite side of my studio happens to contain floor upon floor. There are 11 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1911, yes. Floor upon directors on the 10th or 11th floor, not quite sure. Perhaps he spends his life gazing down in my window. Now, floor upon floor of those asymmetrical windows. Now, it's not the asymmetry of the windows that interests me. It's the goings-on behind the windows that does, and I'm not sure sometimes whether the occupants of the offices they give light to realize that somewhere on the opposite side of the building the eyes of a voyeur are at work, a peeping Tom at his dirty work. This could also end up sounding like the first chapter of a novel by a French existentialist. Ever heard of Babousse? I was always fascinated by that first chapter of L'Enfer, that's what it is, right? Hell, where the principal character is found almost on the first page, I think, peeping through a hole in the wall, or was it a keyhole? And he was peeping through the hole at his neighbours in the hotel room next door. If you want to know what they were up to, well, read the book. What's so wrong with wanting to know what the neighbours are doing, anyhow? Everybody wants to know what I'm doing. I mean, my neighbours, that is, my street. I'm treading on dangerous ground now, but I'm almost sure that... Oh, would you believe it? There they go again. Barbusse's hero. Almost sure that Barbusse's hero or anti-hero would have found as much delight in his unnatural pastime by working for the radio station. This radio station. Now, this has left you all guessing, I suppose. I'm sure you'd give anything to find out what was actually going on right now in our studio. You can only hear my voice, and I'll vouchsafe for the fact that I'm proper enough, but you should see how the rest of them carry on here when I'm on the air. Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing on our studios. You can believe me if you wish. To get back to the window. And by the way, this is the first chapter of an existential novel I'm writing. Getting back to the windows, then, and what I can see in the windows opposite our studio. Right at this moment of time, what looks like a young blonde combing her long blonde hair, her one or two long blonde hairs. In a moment she'll be laying on the lipstick. Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Yes, a touch of rouge to the right and the left cheek, a dab of powder to the brow, quick squirt of whatever deodorant to below the right and left ear. She stands back to admire her handiwork, deodorant to the right or left, yeah, under her arm. She stands back to admire handwork, her handiwork. She gives herself a kiss in the mirror and gets lost once again in her handbag, no doubt searching for the nail polish. I wonder what director she's going out with tonight.